Okay, I'd like to call the December 14th Amherst Town Council meeting to order. First two items, really three altogether. The first item is that the board will please silence their cell phones. Second item will stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and then the invocation. If anybody here is uncomfortable with either one of those, please feel free to step to the back and the chief or the captain will retrieve you when we come in. And Mr. Higginbotham will be leading us in the invocation. You're all right.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Father God, Almighty God, we thank you for being a God. We thank you for never leaving us or forsaking us. We thank you for constantly watching over us, Father God, supplying our every need, giving us some of the desires of our heart. We thank you for watching over this town that we live in, Father God. And at this time, we invite you into our town meeting. We ask you, to Father God, to guide us, control us, use us for your glory, and uplifting you and uplifting our town. In the name of Jesus, amen.
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 Okay, next item, the resolution for default.
It's a pleasure to have before you tonight, even though it is with regret that we see Dee retiring from the town, but we want to honor her for her many faithful years of service, and a resolution has been prepared for the council. If you would do the honors of reading that, Mr. Mayor, and asking for the council's adoption. Do you want her to come forward, or you want
to? Well, I guess we need to approve it first.
Okay.
Before we give it to her. And so it says, whereas Deanna Foltz, senior physical assistant, a highly respected and longtime employee of the town of Amherst, will retire on December 31st, 2022, after 13 years of outstanding and meritorious service to the town of Amherst. And whereas Deanna began her career with the town of Amherst February 2009 as the fiscal assistant, and whereas in recognition of diligent work and demonstrated ability, Deanna was promoted to the position of senior fiscal assistant in 2019. Whereas by tending to all matters related to utilities, accounts payable, payroll, and all town tax payments, keeping up with all town business, Deanna has a unique ability to tell you who lives and where the businesses are located in the town. Whereas Dee has consistently responded with ingenuity, imagination, and foresight to the duties and responsibilities given her, fulfilling them with outstanding accuracy and competency. Whereas throughout her many years of service, Dee has served the people of the town of Amherst with fairness and dedication. Whereas Deanna has set an example of dedication to principle and earned the admiration and respect of her colleagues and the administration of the town of Amherst for her dedication, enthusiasm, professionalism, sense of humor, and hard work. Whereas the town council of the town of Amherst takes great pleasure in recognizing significant professional achievements of Dee Foltz and herewith expresses sincere gratitude for invaluable contributions she has made to the town of Amherst. There and therefore, now for it be resolved, town of Amherst, the town council of the town of Amherst does on this date acknowledge the outstanding service that Dee Foltz has given to our community. And finally, be it further resolved, the clerk of the council of Amherst is ordered to deliver an original copy of this resolution to Deanna Foltz and spread this resolution upon the minute books for the town council of the town of Amherst as a tribute to a good neighbor and friend of the town of Amherst. So before I present this, I will entertain a motion to approve this resolution to be given to Ms. Foltz.
I'll make that motion.
Motion from Ms. Turner, we have a second. Second, Mr. Higginbotham, is there any further discussion? Okay, Mr. Thompson?
Aye.
Aye, of course.
Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
Mr. Higginbotham?
Aye.
And the motion is carried 4-0-1. And I would also like to say that, you know, this is kind of bittersweet. I'm so happy you're retiring, but we're so not happy that you're leaving. Does that sound right? So, you know, but we're glad that you're going to have a great retirement. And I'm going to get the clerk to sign this, and then we're going to present this to you.
Okay.
We kind of went back to this, you know, but we want to make it all official.
Very good. And I'd like to thank the town council and tell everybody how much I have enjoyed my years at the town. And it's 72, I think I'm time to go.
Okay. Well, here you go.
Thank you so much.
I think we have to have a picture taken in my ugly sweater.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
For your coat. And now I'd like, I'd like to turn the floor over to Ms. Tracy, please.
So I would like to introduce to you all tonight the replacement. This is Patty Martin. She is coming to us from the Amherst Christian School at Amherst Baptist Church. She was the director there, so she is our new employee.
Welcome. 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 Maybe in about 20 years we'll be giving you one of these things. Just all right, next. This is the public hearing for the Amherst County High School. Chief, can you check and see if anybody
yes.
signed up?
I can.
And once he comes back. Okay. All right, thank you. I will open the public hearing. Now, Ms. McGuffin, I will turn this over to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We have three things before the council tonight, and one of them requires a motion. The other two do not, but it is really just an opportunity for the council to ask any questions and just to affirm those decisions. The first one is for the rezoning of the high school and its associated property from R2 to B2. This does require, you've had your required public hearing. It does require an adoption by the council, so we need a motion on that. And then the second one would be the affirmation of the Planning Commission's approval of substantial accord. They've made the determination that the high school and its use is substantially in accord with the comprehensive plan as required by the Virginia State Code. They have also approved a special use permit for a parking master plan, just to clear up any questions there may be about how much parking should be with the new addition. And again, that doesn't require a motion, but just, you know, on your agenda so you can affirm that. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them. And of course, you have representatives from the schools as well.
Okay, first we will take a motion to accept for the zoning changes for the school board. Motion from Mr. Higginbotham. May I have a second?
A second.
Second from Ms. Wheaton. Discussion. Mr. Thompson?
No, I have to.
Ms. Wheaton?
No.
Mr. Higginbotham? And Ms. Turner?
No.
Okay. On that, I will call for a vote. Ms. Turner?
Aye.
Mr. Higginbotham?
Aye.
Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
And Mr. Thompson?
Aye.
Motion is carried 4-0-1. As far as the other two, is anybody having any questions with the other two that are just out here? Or? Okay, with that, go forward, build a parking lot and a building.
Thank you.
Thank you all for coming.
Appreciate y'all's help.
Yes, sir. And we do appreciate y'all showing up. It really means a lot. All right, you said you had no citizens' comments. Okay. Next item is, yes, y'all are free to go.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
See you guys.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Next item is the consent agenda. I will entertain a motion to accept the agenda as presented from last month. First from Ms. Wheaton, we have a second.
I'll second that.
Second from Ms. Turner. Any discussion? Mr. Thompson?
No.
Ms. Wheaton?
Yes.
Mr. Higginbotham?
No.
And Ms. Turner?
No.
Vote, Mr. Thompson?
Aye.
Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
Mr. Higginbotham?
Aye.
And Ms. Turner?
Aye.
Motion carried, 4-0-1. Staff reports are attached. Council committee reports. Mr. Higginbotham referenced the, you got, utilities did not meet, correct?
We did.
The utilities did, or the flag, the banner?
The banner.
Okay, that's simple.
Okay, yes.
So we'll get to you in a minute. We're with Ms. Turner on the parking committee.
No meeting, no report, but we will meet in January to discuss. We had some glitches on getting together. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Mr. Higginbotham, now it's your turn.
Mr. Watts and I met, and we came to a conclusion of three choices that we thought would represent the town in a good way and it would look great. So I want to share these three with you all to take a look at, and hopefully we can choose one from the three.
Okay.
And pick out one as you look at.
Well, you gotta let everybody else get a hold to it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, in their mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Individually.
Should we number these?
Yeah, good idea.
Okay, you got your number?
I do have my number.
All righty then. Okay. And you know which one you like the best, right? Or you want to double check? Okay.
15 number.
Okay.
No tricks.
All right, I guess what we'll do is, what number did you have, Mr. Thompson?
One.
Two.
One.
Two.
I'm here, I'll break the tie.
Pick wisely.
Three.
One.
This one.
So.
There's no bad choice.
There was no bad choice.
Exactly.
Correct, there's no bad choice. I just like that look there. All right, was that wisely?
Why not?
Okay. All right. So with that, that'll come. I don't believe that needs a vote. Basically, we just voted on it. So I will pass that. That goes to you. So you'll know which one it is. All right. Thank you, Mr. Higginbotham, and we thank Mr. Watts. And that committee is now dissolved. So you are no longer with the banner committee. We have dissolved that. Other reports, the Planning Commission had a meeting. Minutes are attached. Captain Payne, you want to talk to us for a minute about the water?
We had a meeting in November. The minutes will be approved in January because we don't have a December meeting, but nothing impacting the town right now.
Thank you very much, sir. All right. The next item, everybody have a copy of the resolution that was going to be for Mr. Watts. Since he's not here, I will not read all these whereas and wherefores. I will entertain a motion to approve the resolution to be given to Mr. Watts.
I'll make a motion.
It's the same thing, basically close to, but you can read it. There it is. Okay, I have a motion from Ms. Thompson. May I have a second?
I'll second it.
Second from Ms. Turner. Is there any discussion?
No.
Okay. You good? All right. So. Vote, Mr. Thompson?
Aye.
Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
Mr. Higginbotham?
Aye.
And Ms. Turner?
Aye.
Could you give that to Ms. Vicki, please? All right. Request for additional purchase approval for the maintenance truck. Tracy, I was looking over here.
So in April of last year, council did approve for the maintenance department to get a new truck. We could not get our hands on 2022 throughout the summer months, and now 2023s are available. But they have increased by the amount listed at $5,985. So we are requesting another purchase approval since the price did go up. And we're just now able to get the truck, but I'm not asking for any additional money because we still have savings from the insurance switch that we did. So I'm just asking for purchase approval with the price increase.
Okay. With that, I will entertain a motion.
I have a question if I may.
Can we do the motion, then you get your discussion and your questions? Go ahead.
So you're saving on insurance, and you're using those proceeds to buy the truck?
So we used to be with VML, and they increased quite a bit, so we requested quotes from Baycorp. Right. And it was roughly a $20,000 savings to the town from what we originally had budgeted. So we have extra money in the budget to cover the cost of this.
Well, I know I'm new, but wouldn't the line item be for the truck itself?
I can do a transfer.
Now, I will entertain a motion for the approval of the purchase.
I'll make that
motion. Motion from Ms. Wheaton, I'll second.
I'll second.
A second from Mr. Higginbotham. Now we have a discussion. Any further discussion, Mr. Thompson?
I'm still a little unclear about that, but I'll find out.
Okay. Ms. Wheaton?
I'm there.
Mr. Higginbotham? And Ms. Turner?
Okay.
Okay. Vote, Ms. Turner?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Motion carried. 401. Ms. Kemp and Ms. McGuffin, unlicensed vehicle issue.
You heard last month about some options you would have to address the problem of unlicensed vehicles. Mrs. Kemp has provided language for you that would address this both in the zoning ordinance as well as remove the problematic language from your general code in the town. That has been provided to you in your packet. We're available for any questions you have. The next step, if you're happy with this language, would be to set a public hearing for next month.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions of Ms. Kemp or Ms. McGuffin? There being none, I will entertain a motion to set a public hearing for this in our January meeting.
I'll make that motion.
A motion from Ms. Turner. May I have a second, please?
Second.
Second from Mr. Higginbotham. Is there any further discussion? Vote, Ms. Turner?
Aye.
Mr. Higginbotham?
Aye.
Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
And Mr. Thompson?
Aye.
Motion is carried 401 for a public hearing in January. Number four.
Yes, this is a little bit longer discussion on this because it has been ongoing, and you've heard some about this in your weekly reports to council. When we envisioned what we would be doing as part of the water treatment plant renovations and upgrade in terms of the facilities, we have long-term been maintaining additional monies in that fund balance, knowing that there may be things that we had not foreseen as an issue until we really got into some of the nitty-gritty of it. When we started working on the renovations to the raw water pump station, where you're actually pulling the water out of the Buffalo River and then sending it onto the water treatment plant for treatment, we really have discovered, as we've gotten into that, some areas of the raw water pump station, particularly in the wet well itself, that need some improvement. And for example, and this is not getting too in-depth, but the pumps themselves, the old pumps that we have since replaced, they didn't have any kind of strainers or anything on them to protect them from leaves and twigs. They had been removed years ago because of so much debris getting into that wet well. And so we really have seen that we need to do more to protect those pumps and to keep more leaves and debris out of that wet well. So this is a series of improvements to the raw water pump station that would take care of a lot of those issues. I don't think we can keep all of it out, but we're hoping we can put those strainers on the bottom of those pumps, keep those strainers clean, and also keep more of that debris out of the wet well itself. The total cost for this is about $80,500. This would be in addition to the existing contract. The funding from this would need to be appropriated from the water fund balance. So we're really looking for, it's kind of two pieces, the approval to do this and the appropriation of funds from the fund balance in the water line.
So do we need two motions or can we carry it all in one?
Do you need them to have two motions or are you good with one?
I believe you can do one as long as you're very specific in the wording and you are clear.
Okay. So first, I will entertain a motion for approval of the $80,439.84 for the pumps and the money to be drawn from the water
fund balance.
Does that take care of both of them right there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I will entertain that motion.
Can I ask a question?
When we get to the discussion part.
I'll make the motion.
Okay.
Can you read the number of that correctly?
$80,439.84?
84 cents, yes, thank you.
Okay.
Now you can make the motion.
Okay, she did make the motion. May I have a second, please?
I'll second.
Can I have a second? Now the discussion, Mr. Thompson? Ms. Wilson? Yes, sir, your turn.
Are we pretty sure that this will solve the problem?
I think this is going to solve the problem to the best that we can, given the constraints of what we currently have out there. Unfortunately, we do not have the capability to put in the kind of equipment into the Buffalo River that would really resolve the problem. The Buffalo River isn't large enough. We don't have the permits for it. We don't want to reopen that question with DEQ, even if we thought we might be able to, because we're worried that they then look at how much capacity we're taking from that river. It really is just a matter of we don't have the correct setup to do better than what we think this is. This is the best we believe we can do, given the structures we have. Thank you.
And Ms. Turner. Yeah. Okay, vote, Ms. Turner.
Aye.
Aye.
And Mr. Thompson.
I must abstain.
Okay. So it's 3-0-1-1. All right, matters from staff.
Two things. I was hoping Mr. Watts was going to be here this evening because I wanted to publicly thank him for his years of service as a town employee, being the police chief, and he put his heart and soul into it, and also being a council member, a very big public safety supporter, and I just wanted to publicly thank him for his years of service here for the town, and we will miss him. Congratulations to everyone who got elected and appointed. I look forward to working with all of you. Secondly, we just wrapped up our tour drive today. It's been a long, 2 months, Kevin. We were able to reach our goal today. Our goal we set forth was 1,000 toys, and that's toys and items for older children and teenage children. At last count, we were over 1,700 toys. So we worked through social services. When I was appointed your chief here, or hired as your chief 5 years ago, I started a toy drive the first year I was here. I was only here a month and a half before Christmas. So we had enough toys to fill the top of this table up, I believe it was, and then a few bikes. It's really grown. So as the need this year, roughly over 400 families are in need. And I think we're going to be able to suffice to help every one of those families this year. So. Kudos to my staff. These guys were great, and the ladies, they all pitched in, they all worked, they volunteered their time, they donated. There's many people in this room that sit in here that were very supportive of it, donating their time and making donations. We sincerely thank each and every one of you for what you've done for us. Again, it's grown, it's a big deal. And you go there and you drop it off, and then you go back and you watch and you see these families come in, and you can definitely see the need in our community. So when I took this on, I wanted to make sure that our families in our town and in our county were getting supported, and our stuff doesn't get sent elsewhere. So that's what we're going to have to accomplish. So appreciate you guys and everything. doing it, making it bigger. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Campaign, do you have anything to add to what the chief said?
No, sir.
You're a good captain.
Just about the Christmas parade and the video specifically is, I don't know if everybody's gotten a chance to at least view it or view some of it. I know there was a sound snafu in the beginning, which was, you know, that happens, as you very well know. But it looked like there was 1,900 viewers on that video.
Wow.
And we picked up some more YouTube subscribers from it. So, I mean, Mike Cargill and his group did us a favor by hooking it into our YouTube instead of using the schools, but certainly appreciate everything they did.
Tracy?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Thompson?
No, sir.
Becky?
No, sir.
No, sir.
Yes, sir. I just want to point out to council and to everyone that it has been amazing what the staff has been able to do with everything Christmas. And the Christmas parade is, you know, it is just growing and getting better. And it is, you know, everything we do here in the Christmas month is just all hands on deck. And everyone does something. So, you know, Tracy and her staff do the Santa. Of course, our maintenance crew is just so busy getting everything tidy and ready and provides, of course, an amazing Santa experience as well. Then we have Mr. Williams is our decorator extraordinaire. Everyone always thinks it's the front desk ladies who decorate, and we don't have anything to do with anything in the office. And Mr. Williams and his staff that do our amazing decorations. The police department has done this toy drop. I mean, it's just everyone does things to make all of this happen, but it's incredible when you look. And you know, the decoration contest, I think that's Vicky's heart to, you know, get more people participating. Mm-hmm. And they are. Every year the decorations are getting more and better, and the floats were amazing. And I'm just so thankful for how staff comes together at this time to make the magic happen. We're very blessed.
Thank you. I agree. I'll discuss that. Okay, matter from council. Mr. Thompson.
I think it was October when I think you were complaining about the being bothered by sound vehicles in the thing. I've gotten written up recently about noisy vehicles, blast pack, stomper volley trucks going through town. Has there been any enforcement?
Absolutely.
Yes. Where does that show up in your report? Is it under a noise violation? Or?
Probably under other.
That would be under the summonses for other violations, because it's not a specific one according to our code things right there, speeding, reckless driving, inspection, or registration. One of our officers, Officer Martin, has this past month and then into December has stopped several trucks along this route on Main Street here, has issued several summonses for that. We actually had a meeting. Not a meeting, but it was on the filling station with the toy drive event up there, and some of the younger kids came in there that day, and we all talked to them about the exhaust and coming through town, and they are fixing it. They are working on it. I've had several kids come up to me also saying that I've gotten it fixed and driving through. You know, it has reduced a little bit. There are still some that have the exhaust going through, and we're still trying to enforce that.
Thanks for the toy drive. And the other thing that I have, the outstanding appointment to the Board of Appeals, zoning appeals, is that typical that it takes 3 months?
It's up to the judge.
Yeah.
You know,
but is that, I mean, what kind of efforts has the town done?
Well, I mean, we send it to the judge.
Is there any follow-up?
Yes.
Absolutely.
So it goes over to the circuit court clerk, and then it has to be routed to each one of the judges in the circuit. And yes, I mean, we absolutely do follow and request where it is, and Mrs. Hunt tracks them and goes after it. But until it gets routed back to us, we're really at the mercy of the court.
My question still is unanswered. Is this typical, or is it?
Mm-hmm.
Because you've got to get all the judges. It's just not Judge Garrett. It's all the judges in the court.
No, I understand that.
Sorry.
I'm just saying 3 months to appoint somebody.
I mean, you know, it's until it gets to them.
Yeah.
It's their timeline. It's the circuit court style one.
Okay, thank you.
Ms. Green?
Well, about the parade, I've had people approach me and on social media, there's nothing but wonderful remarks and responses. And they said the parades in the town of Amherst are becoming epic. And so thank you. I mean, epic, don't you love it? And so thanks to all that worked on the parade. And at the end of the year, I'm reflecting on the town. We have, it's not just this department and that department. I feel like everyone's a family. I mean, yes, there's that business line, but everyone's, they join in. I mean, look at the police department and the, we see you out raising funds and for the Toys for Children. I've seen you at the Apple Festival. It's all fuzzy and warm. However, we can't forget all of the things that you guys are doing, you and your officers, to protect us, you know, and to keep us safe. The water department, maintenance, the office here, it's just, I'm very proud to be a part of this town, and I just want to thank everyone, not only for myself, but I know our community appreciates all that everyone does. And Sarah, thank you. And Mayor, I have to thank you for your guidance. And Sarah, for you and your staff, and keeping everyone straight, you know. But thank you. I just want to say thank you, not only for me, but from our town.
Mr. Newell?
Just one thing. Now that you all met your goal, are you going to let your guys shave or only you going to shave?
I think the December 31st is our date. We were able to hold on to them until we met this goal. We got it. I'll give them a couple more days.
You're raising it.
I would like to say thank you to the staff and the entire crew that put on the parade. It was spectacular. I was on different areas throughout the night. It looked like everybody had a great time. It was very busy, lots of people in town, and it made our town shine. So thank you all for all the work that you've all done to make it so successful.
Yeah, just a couple things, and all I'm doing is reiterating what you've heard here. But police department, you guys are great. That I hear about the toy drive when I'm out and about, and I'm in Lynchburg, I hear about y'all guys' toy drive. So, I mean, that's getting our word out for our town. Back to stealing Miss Wheaton's word, epic. I had actually heard that before she sent the email where she said the word epic. I mean, this year, some of us have been around for a long time, Andre. I'm not saying you're old, but I know you've been around for a long time, Miss Turner. But y'all basically grew up in this area. And this is ranking right up about the top of participation and stuff like that. And there's, you know, I said in the broadcast, this is pre-pandemic levels big time. And I'll have to say, I had a blast. William Wells and I thought we did well together, and we had a good time playing MCs and stuff. So, and then also again, like everybody said, we couldn't do any of it without the staff. Gary, you're the decorator extraordinaire. I mean, you know, I look forward to, I asked something to Sarah, when is Gary decorating? Because I'm just looking forward to seeing what you had in your mind that you were going to put out here. And the maintenance guys, you know, guys, y'all, we discussed it at the post-parade meeting. You know, come Saturday morning, you never even knew there was a parade. All the trash was picked up, everything was cleaned up. You know, that says a lot for our town, too, that, you know, we keep it clean and we keep it looking good. Mm-hmm. So, just to end all that, I'd like to thank everybody, council and everybody, for this past year. We've gone over and above. It's still been a challenging year, even coming out of all this mess. And I'd like to thank everybody. So, Chief, can you slip back here real quick to make sure nobody slipped in real flat and signed on that sheet? Okay. Ms. Kelly, are you going to take us in? And then, do we want to do it after I do the recess or before?
No, do it before, please. So it's recorded.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
We're
whereas the town council of the town of Amherst desires to discuss in closed meeting the following matters: consultation with legal counsel pertaining to actual probable litigation, where such litigation in an open meeting would adversely affect the negotiating or litigating posture of the public body concerning the town council of Amherst versus McAdams. Whereas pursuant to section 2.2-3711A7 of the Code of Virginia, such discussions may occur in a closed meeting. Now therefore be it resolved that the Amherst Town Council does hereby authorize discussion of the aforestated matters in closed meeting. I just need that in the form of a motion.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to go into closed session.
I'll make that motion.
Motion from Ms. Wheat. May I have a second?
Second.
Second from Mr. Higginbotham. Is there any discussion? Vote, Ms. Turner.
Aye.
4-0-1. We will be going into closed session in about 3 minutes. We're going to take a recess to give everybody time to go ahead and park the lot, and we'll come get you if you want to stay after we come out of closed session.
Yeah.
And Mr. Mayor, just to clarify, no action is